So welcome everybody that is on the call live, and those of you that will be listening in later, just know that whatever transmission is coming through today will be received by everybody. And if you listen to it more than once, you'll receive the transmission and any downloads over and over again. So just know you have that available to you. Today is October 28th, and it is our second class of Creating in the Higher Timeline. So I'd like to welcome you all. So exciting. So much is happening. I want to talk about the questions tonight because some of you did send me your answers to that. To those of you that are new, whether you're on the call live or you're listening to the replay, thank you for joining us. So grateful to have you. And so, you know, I know most of you already know the energies are super, super intense right now. And that is because we are really seeing the third dimension start to separate from a fifth dimension. Okay. Those that are just waking up, a fourth dimensional consciousness, obviously, because they are still in the phase of, you know, working through everything and trying to figure out and having those aha moments and whatnot. But for everybody in this class, you guys are already at that fifth dimensional consciousness level. And that's why we're working in the creator timelines now, pulling in the Christed light. And that's going to be what we're going to be focused on going forward at from this point on, helping you connect to that essence that is you. And this way you can use it to not only navigate the reality that is unfolding, but also to work with that if you have a business or your work or whatever that you're needing to use the information to help you build, you know, on that. So today was heavy, but I have to tell you, we had a huge, huge shift over the weekend. And because so many people are waking up, and the reason that it's happening as fast as it is because those of us that are doing the work are holding the higher timeline. And because we're holding the higher timeline, it gives those that are the next tier to wake up the opportunity to shift into the higher timelines much faster. So that's what I'm seeing playing out. Saturday and Sunday, we had some mega energy rolling through. Some of you I know felt it, and it was creating this a couple of different things. So if you were someone holding the lower timelines, and we see that with people around us, it was intensifying everything that people were feeling. So if people were feeling anxious or frustrated or angry or fearful, it was amplifying and intensifying those feelings. Those of us that were holding the higher timelines might have felt like we were moving into December energy. You might have felt yourself moving into December's energy, or even, you know, for me, I know there were moments where I was feeling like it was spring. So that's how you know when you're jumping timelines and we're moving into the quantum. We're moving into the quantum field, right? So it's important now going forward more than ever for us to be able to do a check with ourselves to see where we are in the flow of everything and what it's feeling like, because I had a day yesterday where I went from it feeling like it was October, but Halloween had already happened. So how could it be October because Halloween was over? And then I had this feeling that in seconds, I jumped right to the end of November, right after Thanksgiving, and everything was setting up for Christmas. And I was like, okay, this is really interesting, because it was happening very, very quickly. The energy was just moving very quickly, and I was taking it all in and feeling it in my body and in my awareness. Okay. And then yesterday Probably around, I want to say 4:30, 5 o'clock, I was sitting on the sofa and I was tuning in to higher timelines. And I happened to just sit back for a second, close my eyes, and just be present. And all of a sudden, in that moment, I was feeling this pulsing energy coming at me from behind me. Now, I was downstairs in the living room, and it felt like this energy that was like pulsing, like, but it was like a beam, like some kind of beam or something like that. And so in my awareness of what was taking place, I had this understanding that there was something creating that beam that I was being hit with. And it was in a very quick moment, making my stomach really gurgle. It was like I was a pot of water on the stove boiling. My stomach was intensely gurgling. And then from the gurgling, a few seconds later, it came up through the heart center and then came up into my upper chest. And I literally felt like I need to get out of my body. This is so uncomfortable. This is so uncomfortable. And I remember thinking that. And it was very, very intense around my heart area. And in that second, I really tuned into the beam that was coming in, recognizing that whatever it was coming in, creating a distortion in my field. And the second that I had that awareness, I heard the helicopter. And as the helicopter was getting closer, the energy that I was feeling was intensifying. And then the next thing I know, it passes overhead and the energy that I was feeling completely disperses and goes away. So I had heard about this through my team, through my higher realm, that told me that a lot of this chaos that people are feeling on the earth plane right now, a lot of this intense energy is due to these frequencies that are being bombarded in the fields. Now, I know in a couple of the last series, we started to talk about heavy metal detox and cleaning up the diet and trying to stay away from canned anything and eating as healthy and organic as you possibly can. Well, now I'm understanding why that is, because when we're not eating as clean as possible and taking care of our body, we're subject to all the heavy metals, which is why there's always this concern with the chemtrails, because the chemtrails contain a whole bunch of metals. They're metal shards or chads or whatever you want to call them of all different kinds of metals, aluminum, borium, like all these different metals. Plus, you have to remember, many of us have mercury fillings in our mouth from when we were little. And if you have any kind of dental work or bridge or anything like that, that's metal in your mouth, right? And I was feeling it in my lower jaw and also in my heart center. So having that awareness does not mean I have to do anything with it. It does not mean that I have to be afraid of it. What was happening was I was having this new awareness come to me that the chaos that is displaying in the third dimension amongst those that are still rooted in those timelines are amplified because there are these situations where there are these helicopters emitting these frequencies. We have the television, the radio, our cell phones, everything emitting at a 440 frequency, 440 hertz. And 440 was specifically chosen by, the music industry specifically for the music, for the television to be recorded at that frequency, because people are more subject to mind control through that frequency. So just know that people that are maybe out of sorts, and this is why I get to test out stuff like this, right? So that I can have an awareness and then bring it to you and share it with you so that you can have an understanding of what's going on. Because people are not in their right mind lately, and they're in a heightened agitated state. So those that are even more heightened than they normally are, understand that it might not be them that is acting out in the way that they're acting or portraying the intensity the way that they are, but they're tuning in because they have never paid attention to their body before. They've never taken care of themselves. They are someone that maybe has not, you know, had a healthy program, a healthy routine. And now because we're in light body and you're all in this class, you're all having this awareness that we're on a mission to take care of our body, because this body could last us another 400 years. And that's the energy that we're playing in the higher timelines, where we're able to, you know, go back in time and roll back our age and our years. So that's really important to have that awareness. So when you're dealing with people, just know that their fear and their level of awareness is not really there, because it's not really them operating the ship. There's this, you know, other frequency that's coming in, and the mind control stuff tells you what to think, like, be afraid of the mask, be afraid of other people, run away, don't come near me, those things. I've heard that all, right? And that's where it's affected kids too, who can tune in and hear that. So if you're experiencing people who are intensified through this next couple of weeks, just know that they're probably operating under this influence, and that their behavior might not be completely their behavior, because we have these underlying energies at play. All right. So that's really important to have this awareness. Now, I had a really great question come in to me from Miriam today, and she asked me about people who were sticking to, you know, this whole third dimensional timeline, really feeding into the separation, the fear, wanting to stay stuck in the election. And, you know, much of that has to do with those who are operating in that lower 3D timeline through the soul contract of what's playing out. Now, we have to remember that when we encounter people that are very heavily rooted in those lower timelines and are operating through the perspective of that timeline being all that there is, in other words, they can't understand our higher timeline perspective, and they have a very difficult time navigating their own reality because of the intense amount of fear or anger that they have or frustration. We have to understand a couple of things here. So one of the most important things is that all of this that is playing out on the earth at this time is doing so in exactly the way it's meant to, which is the way it's happening right now, because this was the experience that the soul that is participating as the earth, in other words, Gaia Sophia, that soul of Gaia, chose to participate in this. And it was for the experience of being able to play out these dualistic timelines, having polarity, so that if there's good, there's bad, there's right, there's wrong. So that was an awareness that was always held by the soul at the soul level, okay? And the other part of that is that every single one of us came in to also play the same roles and to work through what is taking place. Now, from a higher perspective, we have to understand that there are many, that are playing out these lower level timelines. In other words, the rioters, the ones that are deeply, deeply asleep. And they came back into this time to participate in helping to separate the lower 3D timeline from the 5D timeline so that something would be riding it out. If you ever watched, let's say, Star Trek or Star Wars, right? And, you know, in the one, let's say, Star Trek, Spock gave up his life and he said, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the one, meaning he was going to sacrifice himself, right? We could think of it in that terms, that those playing out, those lower level constructs, those lower level realities have chosen to do that. They've chosen to do that because they may be transacting karma that they came in with in that way. And that is the way that they have chosen to pay back that karma or clear their karmic debt, okay, by kind of sort of going down with the ship, in other words. And so then there are those souls that are operating as star seeds that don't want to be here anymore, that are like, I don't want to be here anymore. This is ridiculous. This is too hard. This isn't what I signed up for. I'm a star seed. And those that are holding that thought process that I'm, you know, I don't want to deal with this. This is not what I came here for. All of those are the ones that created the chaos in timelines like Atlantis and Lemuria, which is where we are now. We're at the point now where we've become AI heavy, right? Artificial intelligence heavy, which is the level that Atlantis was in when it did itself in and self-imploded, and both Atlantis and Lemuria went down with the ship, so to speak. And now we're seeing this playing out all over again. Well, those individuals that came in that created that chaos, that were all for these distorted timelines where we were overrun with AI technology, are now the ones that are that are here supposed to fix this, supposed to help the upper higher dimensions, the fifth dimensional consciousness, expand and have this awareness. But many of them have not opened enough to do that and don't hold the awareness, so they just don't want to be here and are operating from a different fashion right now. All right. So there's a lot of different things at play that are happening, a lot of different things that are taking place. And we have to remember, when we're looking at others that are not able to see what we're seeing, are not able to be where we're being in this moment, it's not because we don't make sense. It's because we are resonating at such a high frequency that they just cannot hear what's playing on our channel. In other words, they've tuned to us to try and have a communication with us or interaction with us. And because we are speaking now and emitting such a high frequency, they're not there yet. So they can't hear it. They can't feel it. It doesn't make sense to them. And that keeps them from connecting with us. Because even when I do these interviews or these talks or do a YouTube video, I will constantly have people say, what is she saying? I don't really understand what she's talking about. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, it sounds good in theory, but it doesn't really make sense. I don't know. I don't understand, you know? And sometimes it's like, you know, blowing the dog whistle and the dog's head goes, I know there's something coming. I could hear it, but I have no idea what it is, right? That is what's taking place within humanity. So just know that whenever you bump into someone who is holding and running the lower level distortion in their field, you will be able to see them, thank you, easier than they will be able to see or hear you. A couple of you just shifted on that. Let me say that again. When you bump into somebody that is holding the lower level, not one, but levels of distortion in their field, and they are operating from the old 3D perspective, which we are not in alignment with anymore, and you run into them or are in the same office of them or connect to them somehow, you will be able to see them and understand them. They will not be able to see you fully, and they will not be able to understand you. I hope this makes sense. So, what my team is saying is, when we run into these situations where we're finding ourselves challenged because of the intensity of the energy, and what is presenting to us is from the lower levels, from the distortions that are playing out in 3D, and people are stepping forward in lack and fear, okay? You have to look at them from a completely different perspective and understand that while you will get them and understand them and know what's going on with them, they will never understand you. So do not waste your breath or waste your energy trying to make them understand. It's just not going to happen. Because that is a shift that needs to be desired to have. Okay? They need to desire to have that shift. They need to desire to take in that information. And if they are not, they are not going to understand you. You could be explaining this until the cows come home and it's not going to make any sense to them. Okay? So I want you guys to understand that. That is really super duper important right now, because you in the higher timeline, as this separates even more and more and more, you may end up like, at times I get this where people don't see me. They'll bump into me and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even know there was anybody there. And I just smile and laugh and go, be like, yeah, it's okay, no problem. Because I'm vibrating at a high vibration and I'm not in their lower vibrational frequency. We can't hear a dog whistle, but we can hear the bass note on a piano, a guitar, or any kind of bass note. So this is where I want you guys to start to hold this understanding that, you know, this is what's going to be playing out for you. And this way you're not feeling frustrated by what is occurring, okay? Because we are going to see a lot of this happening, all right? A lot more. And you're going to have to say to yourself, I know I'm holding the higher timeline. So I can either handle this one of two ways. I can either be triggered by it to let go of more of 3D, or I can just smile knowing that I am so in tune with my 5D state of being, with my Christed consciousness, that I don't have to participate. There's nothing for me to say because my mere presence could help shift them if they desire to shift. Okay. So I'm going to go through the chat and read through what's going on. So give me a second. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a way to look at this to help you. So I'm going to give you a tool to work with to help you. Okay. So Diana's saying, I had to pull two middle schoolers out of school. They cannot deal with the masks and being behind the plexiglass. I saw that they were very anxious and their behavior was turning. Yeah. And for right now, they can't be in school, and that's got to be okay. Because that, you know, we don't want to force anybody against their will to participate in something that is against their soul's alignment. That's really what that's about. So they choose the higher timeline and not desiring to participate in that way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I gave all of my children the choice from the very beginning. And, you know, they said, I'll try. Well, you know, we'll see. And no.
Okay. Yeah, well, and be okay with that, though.
Oh, I am. I'm 100% okay with it.
Yeah, because that is, you know, that's their choice not to participate. Yep. They see the higher timeline. Mm-hmm. You know, they're little 5D people already, and that's the problem. They don't operate. These new kids coming in don't operate in the 3D reality very well. You know, even the adults that have ADHD and all kinds of other things, have it because they're integrating in a 3D reality that has conformity. It wants you to conform. And they didn't come here to conform. They came here to be different. They came here to choose a different path, right? So we have to remember that when we are dealing with others and also loving ourselves through whatever it is that we're feeling, all right? Allie's saying, it's so sad, but I tell myself it will lead to the ultimate change, breakdown. It's already there, Allie. We just have to keep seeing the higher timeline and not focus on the lower timeline. And if you keep saying it's so sad, that will be your experience continuously. So see if you could change that, shift that wording to say, this is presenting in a very interesting way to see how this is all closing out and coming to an end. We don't want to, we have to watch our words and make sure that we're choosing higher vibrational words, right? So in each thing that we're doing. Pam saying she experiences it in her workplace. Yeah, I'm sure that you're going to, Pam, are you still in retail? You still doing the, so she's got it because she's got it at all ends, probably between the customers coming in that are chaotic. I remember those days years and years and many moons ago. Jill's saying, yes, I've had many of those people reaching out and I see that and know that, not to even bother. Yeah, we just have to continue to anchor the light and hold the light. One of the reasons that we're doing the work and we're operating from our heart space now and focusing on our heart space now in such a great degree is because that is where healing happens, right? So we could be in the presence of another that is in a total meltdown, but if we're standing there with them, not even talking to them, not even associating with them, we could just be in the presence of that person holding this extreme amount of love and compassion for what they are going through because they are still offering a perspective and an awareness for the rest of us, even though we are in the higher work. It's still offering us an opportunity for us to shift more, to see what is presenting through the collective, right? So that's really important. Joanne says, I feel alone at times, but it's okay. Thank God for you. Aw, thank you, Joanne. But you're not alone. And again, there's going to come a moment where you're going to choose something different, right? So right now you're choosing where you are in order to continue to clear the lower level constructs. You're seeing it playing out around you, and eventually you will get triggered enough that you'll be like, okay, I'm done here. I'm moving on. I'm done with this game, you know, because this is what it is. I'm going to give you guys a way to look at it. It's going to help you. Pam says she doesn't even bother. It gets too hard at times. People in the stores not see you. Yep. Yeah, that's what happens, you know, where they're so rooted in, they don't even see us because we're carrying a higher vibration. So we're not on their radar at all. Watching us. Yeah, we can't play into the lower timelines. I don't even look there. I honestly do not look there. I don't look to see what's going on with the election. That's the lower level timeline, has to play itself out. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. I stay out of it. I don't choose to participate, to know, to see. It has no bearing on me. 5D timeline is all I want to know because that's where the work is. That's the level of work. That's the level of engagement that we're needing. And I'm tuning in and I'm seeing every day more and more rainbow, iridescent rainbow light in the sky and the clouds. So we have to really be paying attention to that and not anything else. And Donna's got it right. We are watching a movie and we know the ending. It's got to play exactly as it's playing out. We can't feed it. We can't do that. We cannot feed that drama, right? So, all right. So one of the things that I think is really important here is giving you guys a perspective of how to work with this when you see this type of situation presenting. So if we can remember that every single person that comes into our present moment awareness, every single person that comes into our present state of being is doing so for our purpose of shifting. They're doing so because we are needing something from that connection, okay? And if you could look at it, if we look at it from the point of view that this person is coming in as an actor in our personal movie, coming in as an actor in our personal movie, then that is really a soul that is showing up in a costume to help me, you, us, shift. So if somebody is showing up in your reality and they are feeling like a challenge to you, I want you to drop into your heart, close your eyes for a second, for a split second. Split second gets you out of ego. So you're no longer in resistance. You're no longer in reaction mode, right? When we close our eyes for a split second, it clears our field. We can come right from heart center. And then we're no longer in reaction mode. We're in response mode. And so when we're in response mode, we are then looking at this situation from the perspective of the soul, seeing the soul that is presenting in front of us in the costume that it zipped up for the purpose of connecting with us. Do you guys see that? Yeah, because when somebody shows up, right now, I'm a mirror for all of you, talking through your higher self for you. And me, my soul, has chosen to do this. So at this moment, I've put on this costume as an ascension teacher, as a way shower, as a higher level spiritual individual coming in to help show you how to do this in a different way, in a better way, right? Because some part of you has asked for this. And we've made that agreement that I would come in and help you shift through what is taking place. But you're also going to meet people that are not doing what I'm doing, that are presenting in a more challenging way, in a more difficult way, that make you want to be reactive instead of responding in kindness from the heart center. And as they are presenting to you, stand there and see them, but don't see them, the human. See that in that human costume, there is a soul light that is showing up in that human costume for the purpose of your personal growth and expansion. Everybody that shows up in our reality is showing up in order to help us with what our soul has asked us to do while we're on the earth in human form at this time. Everyone that's presenting in our reality. I don't care who it is. So, you know, if I give you the example of me and help you see through me, right? I have been married 3 times and each time thinking this is going to be the one, this is going to be the one. And it was never the one. And what I learned from that to let go of the judgment was to see that each time a soul showed up for me wearing the costume that in that time in my life was perfect for what I needed to experience within being in a relationship in order to help me understand myself at a deeper level. That's how it works. So it's not about the relationship. It was never about him. It was never about any of that. It was about me. And when we break it down and we look at it and we say, oh, this is what I am learning from this experience that I'm having with this other individual, this other soul, then you can see what is presenting for you. Because it's not about them, it's about you. Every single thing in your reality is about you. It's either about owning who you are at a deeper level or shifting out of something that you do not like that you are doing. Maybe you're someone that puts other people first all the time and never puts yourself first. We can't focus on people outside of ourselves because then we're not doing what we came here to do and experience. That's the human construct of the game that we've all been playing. Right, Charlotte says to shift to the role of the movie writer and change your lines. It's that simple. You can choose what you want to experience. Yes, exactly. And when you start to realize that you are writing the script in each and every second, you will understand this game so much better. So much better. And you will take responsibility for what you're creating in each moment. They keep showing me this, I don't know if it was a movie or a game. I keep hearing in my head Tron, but I don't know the movie because I'm not like a big movie person. I never have been, but there was this movie Tron or something where I guess it was a video game that they were in and they could enter into a video game. I don't know because I'm getting it from my team coming in. So I'm going by what they're telling me. And that as they were going through this video like game, the game was unfolding as they were going. So in other words, the game had no form until they gave it form. Does anybody know the movie I'm talking about? Can anybody explain it better than me?
Never heard it. I've heard the name. I'll have to look it up, but not me.
Yeah,
it's, I understand what you're saying now. Okay.
When you explain it, Maria, it sounds like it could be right, but I've never actually seen the movie, but it sounds like that could be right.
Okay. We'll have to Google it and see. I mean, I'm seeing this game, this like they're in a hologram, almost a holographic reality. Diana, you know about it?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. What do you know?
I have a bunch of boys, so. Oh. Basically what it was, pretty much exactly what you just said. The movie started out where they were just normal, regular people living their lives, and they jumped into a video game, and they all switched roles with each other and became like superheroes and whatnot. And they went through all these different like realms of different lives and everything that they actually had to win like a video game in order to go to the next level.
There you go. Okay. This is why they're, I have no clue, never saw the movie before, but all I keep hearing is Tron, Tron, Tron. And I'm just going to say, my hearing has been phenomenal the last couple of days. So I had a shift. I'm going to trust. It is, that's what they're telling me. They're telling me it's like Tron. And so it is this, we're constantly in forward motion, creating as we go, creating on the fly. Every step you take leads you to the next step in you being you, right? Loretta, you saw it too. Do you remember anything more? No, you're good with it? Okay. Charlotte says, it's like you're on a 200-mile trip across the desert and it's pitch black. Your headlights will show you only a few hundred feet ahead. Yeah, exactly like that, where you are, you're driving with just your headlights in pitch black and you can only see a foot ahead of you and you don't know how the story goes. We don't know how the story goes. We're playing this game as we go. Do you guys see that? If you could see that and take that in and own that, it shifts everything. It changes your life because you're realizing, I don't have to stress about what's going to take place. I just have to change my thoughts. I just have to change my belief system about the outcome that I want to see. Right? And then something different shows up. That's how this works. We have to change it. We're going on the fly. This is how this all works. But the problem is because we've been asleep our whole lives and told, led to believe that we are, this is how it works, and this is the only way it works, and this is how life is either great or life sucks. That's what we always believed, right?
Can I share something real quick?
Yeah, Pam, go ahead.
This isn't exactly like Tron, but I'm thinking of a book series that my son used to like to read when he was younger, and I can't remember what it was, but there would be a story. And then there would be, you could choose different what was going to happen next in the story. And then depending on what you chose, then the story changed and it had a different ending or a different outcome.
That's correct. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's exactly like that. Yeah. And so we're constantly rewriting the story as we go. This is the story of you and your adventure, each one of you, right? Nobody else. This is not about anybody else. I know we're connected to family, we're connected to friends, we're connected to each other, but it's not about anybody else in your reality. It's really not. It's about you and how you are navigating what is taking place with you.
Now, I have to say something, like after I had a session, we discussed this today. I was feeling so depressed. I had like such a deep happiness after that session all day today. It really shifted me. Like realizing like every single step of the way, I'm making the decision what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's very deep.
Yep. Every step of the way.
Thank you so much for sharing us. That really like changed everything for me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. That's how it works. I mean, this is, unfortunately we've been, mind control, brainwashed, hijacked. That's my favorite word. We've all been hijacked into an understanding of how this works. And it is really not, it's not the way that we always thought it would work. It is a a very different way. And it's our soul is in its own universe. Just how it is. And if you have to close your eyes to really understand this, please close your eyes. Our soul is in its very own universe. There is nothing else that exists in this universe with us, except us, right in this moment now. There is nothing else, just us. And everything that comes into our universe is doing so because we are creating it. We are giving form to it. We are giving life to it. So everything that is showing up in your reality is showing up in your reality because you are giving life to it. You're giving form to it. So when you start to realize that you are the superpower behind it all, you are like the great Oz, the guy behind the curtain. Do you see the irony in that movie? You have the power and you don't even know you have the power. This is how it works, right? Charlotte, did you want to come on for a second? Did you want to add anything to that? No? You sure? Okay. Yeah, nobody's doing anything to us. We're creating everything, all of it. There is that's why there's no room for blaming anybody. Natalie?
Can I ask something? It was just sure. To piggyback off what you said about the Wizard of Oz.
Sure.
Because it's true, once you wake up and you're kind of like in between the two, the 3D and the 5D, and now I find like I'm on that wannabe 5D, so tuning out all the stuff that doesn't serve and really focusing on doing the work.
Yeah.
And then, so it's kind of like, I don't want to say that's a challenge. I think it's kind of exciting, but it's kind of like to turn the power that's in us into a skill to like wake up. Cause like I've had those moments of telepathy, which I thought were so cool. So now it's kind of like, okay, let's build on that. Like let's work on that. So I don't want to say it doesn't come easily, but it's just to do the exercise, do the skills to kind of develop that. That's what I like.
So let me give you something to think about there. The only reason that it feels like it doesn't come easy is because you're running a program that you've always run, that is innate to you, that you've always known, that feels comfortable, it feels like home. So the minute you say, wait, I don't have to choose this, let me let this go, and I'm gonna feel uncomfortable for a bit, and if I feel too uncomfortable, I can always go back to that way of being. But let me sit with this discomfort. And when you do that and you sit with the discomfort and you are like, I know there's going to be discomfort. I know it's going to feel uncomfortable. I know I'm going to hate the way I feel. But if I just can sit through it, I'll be better on the other side. Now, the problem with doing that is that most people think that the discomfort is going to last for days, weeks, months. It doesn't. It doesn't even last 20 seconds. But your belief about how long it's going to last is what creates the time of how long it lasts. Do you see that? It is all a game. You're playing a mental game with yourself.
Yeah, it's tricky because you're like, you know, that power is within you. I'm like, I don't want to go back to the 3D. I want to develop. So then it's like,
it's not tricky. It's not tricky. It's only tricky because you keep using those words.
I suppose.
Uh-huh. It's tricky to do this. Well, that's what you're reinforcing your belief system.
Yeah. Cause I believe that it's innately not God-given, that I don't know, that we are born that way, but we are, like you said, hijacked. But now when you wake up, it's like, okay, well, how do you do it? I know it's within us, but how do you
keep redirecting. You have to you see it, you say, oh, that's third dimension again, don't want to go there, let me redirect to something that's going to tune me higher. Redirect. every time you go back, oh, I'm back there again. Oh, let me redirect to something that's going to be higher, something that's going to tune higher. So find something that's a higher timeline focus for you. And every time you feel yourself getting pulled down into third dimension, say, oh, let me go look at this picture. This picture represents 5D. And then it activates 5D consciousness for you. And then you're in 5D. See, okay. The best thing you could do would be to close your eyes in that moment after you've recognized that you just got pulled into 3D. Close your eyes. 3D goes away. Come into the heart center. Heart center is 5D. Oh, I'm back in 5D again. The more you do that, it's a game. The more you play the game, the less you will be in 3D. Soon you won't be there anymore at all.
And then I suppose then when connecting, whether it's higher self or team, then it will come more easy and more naturally because more we're all easy more. And more
because you have nothing in the way. Because You, the human you that wants to be in control, because that's how you know to do this, right? It would be like you playing a game of, let's say, go fish, and somebody gave you the rules when you were 5 years old and you meet somebody new and somebody's like, so do you know how to play go fish? And you're like, oh my God, I do. I've been playing since I'm 5 years old. And they're like, okay, let's sit down and play. And you start playing and they go, well, we don't discount that card. We count that card in. And you're like, oh, we never use that card. And they're like, oh, really? Well, what would it hurt to use that card? And you're like, that feels uncomfortable for me. And they say, well, maybe just for this game, we could just use that card. And you're like, okay, I could try it. And let yourself work through the discomfort. You see? Mm-hmm. It's learning a new way because you have been trained to be like this in the box. Now you want to get yourself out of the box. Yes? Mm-hmm. So it's retraining. Right? You know, interestingly enough, when we have these concepts of how something should be, right? And I see this all the time. And I'm gonna pick on a session I did with Charlotte real quick here because she connects to, for those of you that don't know her, this is Charlotte. Charlotte, this is the rest of the group because it's her first time being on the live with us. So Charlotte connects to the galactics in a very, very big way. Very big way. Okay. And, you know, ninth dimensional galactics, whereas if a regular person tried to connect with the being she's connecting with, it would literally blow them out of their socks. They probably die because the frequencies are so high, right? But this is part of the work that she's here to do, only she didn't realize it to the degree until we got in the session together and started talking, right? This is not about me, but I got to share this from this perspective so that you understand every level goes through this, okay? So before me, there were three mediums that she bumped into. One, seemed to be extremely high level, individual, whatever. And unfortunately, because of the box scenario, they couldn't get Charlotte. They couldn't help Charlotte connect to more of her authentic self or to the higher levels because they were operating from the 3D paradigm of mediumship, okay? And their training in that box. And then one wanted to bring her into that box and train her from the perspective of the box to tune in differently or to connect differently. And then Charlotte found me on Twitter through her team, pointed and said, her, there. And we did a session together and it was like both of us were blown out of the water by the first session is just the way it happened. And then we have had sessions after that. And with each one, more of who Charlotte really is started to shine through in her own authenticity, because suddenly the box had imploded. There was no box for her to sit in, and she was needing to now navigate her own unique style of being, connection, right? Everything that she knows but didn't realize that she knew to the degree that she knew, everything that she experiences but didn't realize was real to the degree that it is real. And now another piece of the puzzle was filled in last night through a mini session that we did. And with each moment more, the Charlotte that is Charlotte, the real part of her, that real essence of her, is able to step to the forefront, is able to come to the surface with confidence, grace, and ease, because there is no more box. We took the box away. See, you guys know how I work. We don't work in a box. There is no box, right? So once we got rid of that box and there was this universe presenting itself to her, now things that are coming through are, holy Hannah, this is amazing. This is like unbelievable. We need to have more of this, and we'll share it with the group and have. And then Charlotte was like, you know, I really didn't want to take anybody's class, but I want to take your class. And so this is how she is here. And the connection is now fostering this. And from her experience, you know, and I had a standing joke with her the first session. I'm like, you know, maybe you should be teaching me. You know, and she thought that was quite amusing, but I was actually serious for a moment there, you know. It is just honoring where we are in the moment and what is coming through in that moment that is allowing us to amplify who we are. So when we are looking, Natalie, going back and forth to the past and how we perceive our reality runs, that's all we're going to have. We have to keep reminding ourselves that's not our truth. Charlotte, did you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say, you've got all kinds of orbs there tonight, and this must be your council right up here. I don't know to watch them or to watch you.
See, this is what she does.
Right there.
This is what she does. So it's really kind of cool. Yeah, I felt the energy the minute I was coming on. I mean, I'm like, why is my screen so pixelated? It looks awful tonight.
Oh, it is. They're there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. But see, this is what she does. You know, she's working with these higher level beings. So, you know, one of the things I love about her desire to be in this class, and I mean, I didn't solicit her to be in the class, but that just happened naturally as a progression, is that you guys get the experience now to think about it from this perspective, right? Those of you that are really desiring that amplified experience to deal with everything, right? The galactics, the angelics, all the different realms and everything. Now you're not just getting it through me, through others in the group. You're getting it now from this. She is the contactee liaison. I mean, this is the work that Charlotte is going to be doing with her husband. And so this is what she's in preparation for, and that's why we now are working together to ensure that happening, you know. So this is how it works, but it does require, and Charlotte, you could speak to that for a few seconds and talk about your experience and how it was kind of frustrating for you because everything was pulling you back to 3D, and then you were having 3D experiences showing up until we straightened that out.
Yes. Do you want to set it up a little bit to explain what I was experiencing? Well, because I was kind of just thrown it was meant to be that way, but
yeah.
I kind of entered this, I feel like I was born into this world really quickly, into the whole new world that I'm now experiencing, and I had no idea what anything was. I just knew that it was something very special. There was a lot of fear, anxiety, but also a lot of happiness with it. And it's probably been 15, 16 months since it started. Mm-hmm. And I was going back and forth with lower 4D beings and then the ninth dimensional beings.
Yeah. And I had so much of the energies coming through from all the dimensions, I couldn't sort it out until Maria. And she, I mean, it was quite simple, really. Mm-hmm. And you were like the fifth one that I had worked with. Mm-hmm. And then right off the bat, the first or second time we talked, it was so clear. I mean, it was just there.
Yeah, it was the first session, because I knew it was happening with you, because you were still having a foot in the lower work, in the 3D work with the mediumship, connecting to that work. Yes. And we can't be in that realm when we're working and connecting with ninth dimensional and higher beings, mm-hmm. because that is just too great, a separation between dimensions, and that frequencies get distorted. So mm-hmm. you were creating these experiences with lower shadow aspects of yourself that were distorting frequencies, making it mm-hmm. difficult for you to get on a call. The first time we tried to connect, we couldn't even get on Zoom. We had to set up, I think it was FaceTime or something like that, because mm-hmm. the Zoom connection wasn't working. It was all distorted, pixelated, mm-hmm. kept going in and out. And then, when you started to do the work, all of that shifted and cleared up. Suddenly you were able to sleep. So that was really about just cleaning up your frequency a little more, because when we are in those higher level frequencies, that's why the rest of you, I don't let you stay in the lower timelines. We don't play in the lower timelines anymore, because it becomes a distortion in the frequency. And mm-hmm. that frequency, every time that Charlotte was getting called back to one of the mediums to work in that realm, or somebody that wanted her to go to their program for training, there's nothing that they could teach her. She's a teacher in herself. She is like a galactic ambassador. But when finally, you know, our star families show up, she's going to be the one helping people get a handle on it, because you know, she's the liaison. This is her job. So once we got that all straightened out, then there was no more timeline jumping by her. So in other words, jumping a timeline, she would put something down and then go back to it, and it wouldn't be there anymore. And she's like, people, you know, things are showing up and taking it, beings are taking it. And I'm like, no, you're jumping timelines too quickly, because you're not staying in the higher timelines. So once we straighten that all out, she's able to sleep now, where she's sleeping through the night and not having these disturbances, but it's only because her energy field is in alignment, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
And it was just a matter of, like you were saying, it's just a small paradigm shift in how mm-hmm. you think.
Yeah.
And it's there. It's just, it's there.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Where did you two meet? How did she come across you?
Twitter.
Oh.
Her guides did what my guides have always done anytime I had a mentor and said, her, we want you to work with her. and that's how it happened. Yeah.
I followed, I was following Maria with her pictures. I love to take pictures of nature and the sky and all that. And that's what first attracted me to her. And then I was following you for a couple of months, and I'm like, I've got to message you for a session. So.
Yeah. And then the synchronicity just started after that, because mm-hmm. I think it was, the third time we talked, then all of a sudden I was saying something to my team, and the next thing I know, one of my clients who had gotten sideswiped in his truck showed up in my house in a white Jeep. And I said, that's not your girlfriend's Jeep. I know she has a white compass, but that has weird plates on it. I'm like, where are those license plates from? And he's like, oh, they're Tennessee plates. Charlotte is in Tennessee. And the plates are from Cumberland, which is 30 minutes away from her in the mountains. And then, of course, I have a white Jeep and Charlotte has a white Jeep. And that was a white Jeep that pulled up in front of my house with the Tennessee mm-hmm. plates. So mm-hmm. when they want you to know, there's no mistaking it. They finagle it in such a way that it will never not be, you know.
Yeah.
And then last night I'm brushing my teeth and I had a thought to make sure that Charlotte gets on the call for tonight, because I didn't want any interference or any problems. And in my head, I called to Sylvia. And so I said to her after I was done brushing my teeth, I got a hold of her and I was like, let me ask you a question. Do you know Sylvia? So from there, it unfolded that that was a great, great grandmother that passed away at 5. And I'm like, well, she comes through. She's an angelic presence guarding you. And then there's the whole thing with that is that there's an angel on the tombstone. And so other messages came through. So I just, so when they want you working with someone, it's just so clear. It's just very, very clear. Yeah. So welcome.
And the angel also goes to, because I was in the bathroom and there was an angel that appeared to me at all places, the bathroom. But, and then that's when you brought that up about, she was my guardian angel.
I mean, oh yeah, you were in the bathroom. I was in the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, worked. The synchronicities happen. You know, it's true. It has to be, right?
Yeah.
It becomes mathematically impossible, right?
That's just how it is. Yeah. Yep. So welcome to the group. Excited to have you here and share some of those pictures with everybody. Yeah. Thanks. All right. So Jill is asking, those of us who are healers or seers, can you explain how we shift into the new paradigm and explain our work? So, you know, first of all, let me just say this one thing, because Jill is somebody that speaks light language, and I know Yasmin dances light language with the hands and all that sort of stuff. Now, light language is how we're connecting to our Christed self, okay? So if you're not connected and you're finding yourself laying in bed at night and it's very, very quiet and you're tuning into tones and feeling like you want to sing a tone or speak a tone or even speak a light language, that is how we are aligning right now. This is what they told me today, how we are aligning right now. So they must have known that question was going to come up, because this was the feed that I got earlier. Okay. And I had Jill in my head when they were saying it, because her and I had a conversation where she wants to expand into who she is becoming. And sometimes we have to just take that in baby steps and be okay with what is unfolding in the moment. And so it is really important that if you are already feeling light language or toning, and that could be in an om, right? Just oming, or sometimes you'll hear a vibrational frequency. Sometimes if there is a lower level distortion, I might get harmonics to clear it. And I don't know if I could do it, but I'm going to give it a shot. But sometimes I'll hear this. So if you hear this, so that is toning, okay? And so sometimes, like now I'm heating up because I had to go in expansion to do that, right? And that is a frequency that comes through. I don't try to make it. I take a breath and just let what comes through, comes through. Okay. Now, the important part about that is that sometimes when we're doing that, I felt that go all the way down to my root chakra. It hit my heart center, my root chakra, and then it went blasted right out the crown of my head. Okay. So sometimes when I am sitting quiet, I will feel that coming and it needs to come out and amplify. All right. And then there are times where I will do more of a dualistic frequency where I don't even realize I'm making two tones at one time. Okay. And there is this vibration that's taking place. Now, this is the higher self bringing these frequencies through. So while we are shifting into the more that is going to be us, we have to be okay with experiencing all of this. We have to be able to play with all of this. We have to be able to stay in the moment of being in the moment. Why is that important? Well, because for someone like Jill, who is speaking light language and has had a higher self come down and make its presence known, that is creating the environment in the body for embodiment, which is how the higher self and the lower self come together and end up merging. And then the higher self fills the lower self. When the higher self fully fills the lower self, the need for anything outside of ourselves diminishes and goes away. We don't have that burning desire to have to be here or have to do this or have to be with another person. We don't feel that anymore. Okay. So that is a shift that happens when our frequency merges and integrates with the frequency of the higher self. So if, and this, Jill, is to you, if you are wanting to understand more about, you know, the healing work and being a seer and all of that, we need to work then, since you have experience with Ajna, your higher self, and are integrating that higher self aspect still, okay, that is where you want to do a soul merger and be one with that higher self. So anytime you're speaking light language or you're doing any kind of vocal toning, you want to connect and commune as your higher self being and bring that through, because all that does is anchors more of that within the physical form. Does that make sense to you? It is a merger of the two consciousness. It's a merger of the higher self and of the lower self. And these frequencies, these tones are going to be very important, because you're going to find yourself laying in bed at night, okay, and feeling maybe a bit restless. I would say put your hands on your heart. I go to sleep like this almost every night, where my hands are resting on my heart center. Okay, almost every single night I'm falling asleep like this. And the reason for that is because I'm fully present in my heart center while I'm falling asleep. What's in my heart center? My higher selves. Christ consciousness, right? So there are times where I will all of a sudden feel this urge to speak light language. Not, I don't do it for my living, but just like I did that toning, if I was sitting with a client in a session and I was feeling that tone come to me, I'd be like, you have to excuse me for just a second, but I have to make this tone for you because this is what's coming through. I've done that many times. I don't know if any of you, yeah, Loretta, okay. I was like, I know I've done that for some, and Diana and Bob, yeah. So I've done that many times, right? But this is just an aspect of healing that is coming through. So when we get out of our own way and we stop putting ourselves in a 3D box and looking at ourselves and basing ourselves on other people or on other healers or seers or sayers or anything else, and we sit within our work and really develop the work that is right for us and what we're supposed to be doing, it all starts to fall into place. But that is where we have to say, all right, higher self, I'm going to commune with you today. I'm going to be one with you today. Show me what you are wanting from me. Let me feel your presence. Let me feel that soul alignment with you. Does that make sense to everybody? That's really important. Because every single person out there, every work is going to be different. Everybody's work is going to be different. Now, people that are going to be going through these next couple of weeks, I guarantee you in the next couple of months, those of you who are wanting to do the work, healing work, are going to have more people than you know what to do with. And they're going to find you. Okay. They're going to, all of a sudden for me, something flipped on. I hit those time locks and I have people coming constantly asking me to do interviews. And I'm like, really? You want to interview me? And they're like, yeah, I would love to have you on my show. And I'm like, all right, let's go do it, you know? And that's how it's happening. I'm not soliciting anybody. I don't really even do a good job promoting myself. They yell at me all the time. I'm like, oh, this is just me, you know. The people that need me will find me. Charlotte just showed you. She saw me on Twitter, and that was that, right? So I think when we get out of our way of that 3D box, right, thinking that this is the way it's got to be or this is the way that it's meant to be, everything changes. And then we expand more of who we are, okay? Now, the other part to that is when we are in our higher self, I'm going to just tell you that you don't require anybody other than you. I hate to say that, but you just don't. I am so happy being fulfilled by me because I don't look to anybody else to satisfy me. I don't need anybody else to satisfy me. When we anchor more within ourselves, that's it. We're happy being us, okay? And that will happen. So if you're going through something right now, any of you are going through something right now, and it's causing you some sadness, pain, grief, loss, whatever it is, go through it. Let yourself go through it. Because as I said to you earlier, when we go through it and we take our hands off the wheel, we get out of our way and we don't have to control it because we're not going to be afraid of how long it's going to feel crappy. We're not going to be afraid because the human mind says, oh, it's going to be painful. It's going to be painful for years. I'm going to be, oh my God, right? That's not how it's going to be at all. When I was clearing abundance lack, it came, it hit me, whoosh, like a wave hit me in that moment. I pushed away from my desk and in a second I was like, ah, what did I do? Oh my God, I'm crazy. I have no money. How am I living in this house? I have no money. How am I doing this? I'm going to have to get oil. I'm going to have to pay my rent. I have this, I have that. And I let myself feel it. And in seconds, I was sitting there like this and it went gone. And I was like, okay, that was weird. All right. Wonder what that was about. That was weird. And all of that crying was over in 30 seconds. 30 seconds. And I thought, oh, I'm in for the dark night of the soul, the long haul. But it's not what happened. I let myself feel it. So when you get out of the way and you just let yourself have the moment, it goes away very fast. It's 1, 2, 3. Goes fast. It's not crazy, right? We make it crazy. Trust me on that. We get in our way, right? So Jill, was that good? Did I answer that for you?
Well, I appreciate all of that for sure. I think mine was more about like, on my website, because as I am going through this metamorphosis, as I'm bringing all of this in, I go from Reiki healer or energy worker or intuitive to something, but I don't know how to describe it on my website.
That's 3D.
So do I just get rid of my website?
No.
I mean, because
you don't give as much emphasis to it. So let me explain this from another place, right? So when I was in the process of really stepping into who I am now, I must have morphed 20 times before I hit where I am now and my bio is what it is on my website. And I said, I'm done. This is it. I'm not changing it again. I will tell you that the amount of people that have come to work with me from my website is this much. Do we see that? Big, this much. Big fat freaking goose egg, okay? I pay for that website strictly so people have a landing place to book an appointment. That's it. I don't pay for that website because it is anything more than a place to book an appointment. That is it, okay? I have never had anybody come to me and say, I was Googling this and found your website and thought it was amazing and said, I just have to have a session with her because her website is amazing. Never happened. Nope. You know where they find me? On YouTube, on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm constantly putting work out there. I'm constantly talking about what I know, right? Talk about what you know. People will be attracted to you and attracted to that. They're not looking at your website. Just leave it there. It will all straighten itself out. I've had a website for, I don't know, almost 20 years now. And it is what it is now, and that's it. I'm not changing it again. I don't even want to talk about my backstory anymore because I'm done with that backstory. It's not me anymore, right? So let all of that go. That's all 3D. We don't care. 5D is, what are you saying? How are you getting your information out there? And people will find you. Trust that. Trust the process. Like Charlotte connected with me, and then the guides wanted us to know that we were definitely slated to work together. That will happen because that's how you know it's meant to be. So take the brain out of it. Come into the heart. You got this. I know you got this. Okay.
I love that. Thank you. That helps so much. Like, you have no idea. Yep. So thank you, Maria. I appreciate it.
Yes. Start putting your stuff out there, talking about what you do know, and trust me, people will show up. Trust me.
All right. Thanks. Okay?
All right. So Giovanna, I was in your dream the other day. Where are you? She took a break for a second. Okay. So Natalie says she saw the fairies and the orbs. Tamara says Charlotte's her granddaughter's name. Yeah. It's all connections. That's how this happens. It's all connecting. You know, it's that's how it works, you know. Lauren, it will be clear. It's, again, getting out of the way to thinking that you have to figure it out. You don't have to figure it out. You just have to tune into what they want you to do. What do they want from me? In that moment, I tuned in and they were like, no, don't do light language. We want you to do this toning sound. And I'm like, all right. You know, trust. You got to trust. Jill, how the website explain? Oh, we covered that. Okay. Feeling more and more every day. Yeah, we got to stay away from naming things and defining them. Yes, Pam, we no more defining stuff. Giovanna, I know you said I was in your dream. Did you want to come on? I know you always leave early and I never get to you because you have to go to class.
Today, class got canceled. And
oh,
we
just- yay! Isn't that terrible? Yay!
Yeah, I know. We moved to a new house, and so I was working on moving furniture around, and I was like, oh my god, it's almost 5 o'clock. Like, I had my class. I was supposed to be there all day. It was the first time I get to experience the whole class, and I'm late. Mm-hmm. So sorry for missing the first bit.
No.
But yeah, I did have, you showed up in my dreams the other day. I have been super stressed with school. I'm taking more classes this term than I usually do. And we're in the middle of a move and there's just been a lot going on. But in my dream, I was sort of stressing about school and thinking about all these assignments and midterms and exams. And I got on the phone with you and I was like explaining to you how stressed out I was and how I can balance all these responsibilities. And you said, well, you know, that's just not going to carry on forward into the fifth dimension. Like, that's all third dimensional stuff. Like, this is all changing. Like, it's no longer going to be that way. It's all going to elevate. And I was like, yeah, but like, I have like an assignment due tonight. And how am I going to do that? And I was like, super stressed and worried. And you were just like, well, it's going to change. Like, it's all going to change. It's all going to elevate. Like, that system is no longer supported. And I was like, okay. And then, like, as we were talking, I was like, oh my God, I have an assignment due tonight. I need to contact my instructor because I'm not going to get it in. And so I'm like, give me a second. I need to call my instructor and have them give me an extension. So I like put you on hold. I contact my instructor and then they're like, do you want to go out for a drink? Like, before I even asked them anything, they're like, you want to go out for a drink? And I was like, okay, yeah, sure, because I need to get my assignment extension. And so I have you on hold the entire time while I go out. And then I blanked on you being on the phone, and I like remembered, and I look back and you're not on there anymore. I was like, oh my God, I left her hanging. I didn't go back and talk to her. And I was just, cause I was so focused.
Yeah. Yeah. So that dream is about disappointment. So you don't want to disappoint people. So you try to overcompensate and do too much. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so that system is all going to change, right? And what you have to remember is that, you know, for everything that you're studying and everything that you're taking these classes on, you already have that information.
And I feel that. I feel yes. like that's why I want to connect to my galactic.
I probably said that to you in your dream and you just don't remember. You already have that information. That information is innate to you. And the minute you let go of the patriarchal construct of the school system, right? And let go of it all. This all builds into the whole spiritual community too, because everybody that I knew when I was coming up in the ranks had to go and take classes, and I'm going to take this class and Reiki this and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, sound healing and vibration and blah, blah, blah. And boy, people had more, I know I did, had more certifications that you could wallpaper your wall with, right? And those certifications meant nothing, because at the end of the day, we already have it all. We already know it all, right? All that is an activation for that to come to the forefront. So if you could get in the process of thinking, yes, for the purpose of this physical body being in this physical experience, I'm taking these classes because it, you know, kind of pertains to what I really would like to be doing in my life to a degree. And if I could get out of my way and understand that I've chosen these classes and they've lined up the way that they have to give me the experience I needed, but I already know the information. So there is no point in stressing. There is only holding the information in the highest of timelines and knowing from those, that higher perspective, that this is all aligned to work out anyway, because I'm doing what I'm feeling called to in this moment of being exactly where I am right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does.
Yeah. So take the pressure off of yourself. Stop trying to please everybody else and start to see the game, because this is a game, right? It's like, playing the Super Mario Brothers or Donkey Kong or whatever, and you're trying to collect the points and get to the next level. You know, who cares? Miss a couple of barrels. Don't hit the things on the head, you know. I mean, don't knock yourself out over it. Enjoy the journey. And when you start to really become present in what is showing up in your reality at the school, you're going to see the game. It's a game. It's even there. And you're going to be like, wow, this is really interesting.
Okay. Yeah. I would love to go deeper into this on a one-on-one session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to do that with you. Sure. Yeah, definitely. Could do that. Yeah. Good that you could participate tonight. So, yeah, very good. Allie, thank you for the information on the websites. Cause yes, my higher realm, keeps telling me constantly, forget the website stuff. Just focus on getting the information out there. Cause that's what's really important in the long run. So, everybody take that in that is stressing over their website. So don't stress. Pam says she often dreams about being in school and not knowing where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that ties into 5D, believe it or not. That ties into 5D in a very big way. None of us know what the heck is going on. None of us know what we're supposed to be doing or what. But, you know, the difference with me, I will tell you, is that I am so incredibly present in being in the moment that my focus is here right now. I'm not thinking about tomorrow, next week, next year. I don't like being booked out weeks in advance. I don't love it. I don't enjoy it. It stresses me out to think I've got people lined up for like a year in advance. Nope, that's not 5D anymore. 5D is when people come in at the last minute. So I have nothing on my calendar for tomorrow and I wake up in the morning and I have three clients booked because I only take three sessions every, you know, in a day. I don't do more than three sessions because it's not good for me. It's not good for you. So 5D is, well, let's see what happens tomorrow and not try to plan it or figure it out. Because sometimes the universe has a better plan than I do. And that's just how it goes, right? And so that's where we have to kind of, you know, let go and not try to drive the bus and just be really, really present in the moment of what is unfolding for us right in this moment. So that's, you know, when you're dreaming about school or not knowing where you need to be on a schedule. Allie says she has that too. Yeah, that is needing to know, and none of us know. But if you are very, very present, you know, because things start showing up like cars with Tennessee license plates and all kinds of crazy things. And that's the fun of it, you know? Numbers play a big part. 4 a.m. is higher self waking us up. 333 is the Christed timeline, guys. It's Christ consciousness. Three is a Christ consciousness number, 333. And it's the number of the Trinity, creativity, like Pam said. It is expansion. It's a number for expansion. So just know that, you know, it's a very sacred number if you're seeing 333. All right. So I wanted to get to the questions and I put them on my phone for us. So I had sent out the email and I asked you guys to answer the questions if you felt inclined to send them to me. And because I did read all of them. And so the first question was, do I feel myself to be a conduit of love and light? I know a lot of people had a hard time with this because it was the whole being in service, holding the space of love and light, being tasked with that feeling like a very monumental task for us to hold, right? So if you are not quite there yet and you're feeling challenged by feeling like a conduit of love and light, that just means that you have to work on putting yourself first more than putting others first. Because in order for us to be a conduit of love and light, it means we have to hold the essence, the vibration of love. And that starts with our own love, which is why we're doing the heart-centeredness, okay? For those of you that said that you're finally feeling it, and I know that there were a few of you, that's awesome, because the few of you that did say that you're feeling it have really been doing some really amazing work. So just know that that it is paying off if you're feeling that way. So that's awesome. So excited for that. The second question, what are the beliefs I hold that stop me from achieving the happiness I desire? So for many, it was about not feeling deserving or believing that you are deserving of having everything that you are desiring. And again, I want to take you back to this game of Tron, right? The game of Tron, that's what we're going to call this. So go back to the game and see that it's only a belief that was handed down to you that is creating the thought or the idea in your mind that you are not deserving of the happiness that you're desiring. Because your soul, if it was to step forward, would tell you that you are source energy, that you are very deserving as a beautiful co-creator with your universe. So for those of you that said that they are starting, that you're starting to feel deserving of what is coming your way and the good things, keep working at it. Keep working at it. So we are in the process of healing things like guilt, which means that you sit back and do nothing and not feeling guilty for doing nothing. That's a big one, right? Because lately the energies are so heavy, we're feeling like we need to be in bed in the middle of the day sometimes. And so you have to sit back and be okay with doing nothing and be okay with that. Okay. And that's part of the work. Part of the work is clearing the guilt where we don't do anything except sit around and not feel guilty doing it. That's a program we're breaking. Okay. So get in the habit of doing that, of telling yourself it's okay. And if you're feeling uncomfortable, just remind yourself you're breaking a program. And just be like, just keep going, we got this, break in the programs. All right, so the next question, what do I feel is my biggest challenge when it comes to recognizing myself as Christ consciousness? So that's a big one, because for many, it was identifying with Christ and everything that we perceive from what we believe to be the truth about Christ and who he was and what he accomplished. And so if you think, though, from the highest perspective, that through the trickle-down effect of source consciousness, it's like our friend Charlotte, who deals with all of these unbelievable beings of light, right? Many of them are actually future self aspects that she's working with. They are versions of her. Okay. So in the same sense that Christ consciousness is innate in every single one of us, because Christ originated from source. So if source created the spark of Christ as a fractaled soul, then in each and every single one of us, we have that fractaled aspect within us. We have that Christ spark within us. It's just that we were brought up in a society that would make us feel like it was taboo to think that we could be the same unified, embodied of source or Christ. That's part of the game. That is part of the veil. That is part of the separation within. The separation within that keeps us from knowing our true self, because we are perceiving ourselves as not worthy, which takes us back to the second question about tuning into our desires, right? So that game of separation, the ego plays the game of separation. The chakras play the game of separation. The dimensions play the game of separation. Calling ourselves anything other than a soul plays into the game of separation. And yet, for other purposes, we have to. So when you start to see everything ties back to separation, you will start to understand the game, and you will no longer feed the construct of separation, as you will understand its purpose and why we needed it. We needed it so every single one of you could get to this point in time, right here, right now, and recognize yourself as a co-creator with your universe. So you could shift out of that lower timeline, that lower realm distortion that we're all running, because we are all running it. And when we forget who we are and what our birthright is and what we came here to do, we feed the lack. I hope that makes sense to all of you. So I want you to really work with that. Okay? I want you to work with that. That is something that's really important, because Jesus was an avatar. Yes, that's exactly right, Allie. He did say that we could do greater things than he. Jesus was an avatar, like Buddha was an avatar. All of them were avatars. And when the population of the earth, the collective, was in trouble, an avatar popped up to show the way. Right? And now, in a sense, you could say Trump is another avatar for those who are choosing to see. You see that? Right? But for us, we don't need that because we already are understanding ourselves to a greater level, to a higher degree. Yeah, Ali said, yeah, Ali was written that way for it to be misinterpreted, to keep people dumbed down. It was written specifically that way. And Charlotte says, left brain construct tells us these things, tie this construct to God and enter the right brain where life, love, peace, and joy are. Yeah, that reptilian brain, that ego brain, reptilian, very reptilian on the left side. That's why it's very, you know, it sees things in black and white. It sees things in a box mentality, very compartmentalized, will work to make you stay stuck, right? Whereas right brain is creative, expansion. That's why when I say the left side of your neck, when your neck hurts on the left side, that's the vagus nerve activation, which runs to the pineal pituitary, which is expansion of consciousness. So the sides of the neck are very important because the glands that we're growing in the sinuses, we're growing them in the neck, we're growing them in the right under the breastbone, we're growing them in the sacral area. So all of this is like super, super important to be paying attention to. And then the last question was, what promise can you make to yourself to offer yourself support and unconditional love as you move through this next passageway? What do you think? Just that you're going to do your best in each moment. Yes? I promise to do my best in each moment to hold the greatest amount of awareness I possibly can in each moment, to show up in the best version of myself possible in each moment. Yes? That's all we have to do. Just stand in our awareness, right?
Can you repeat the last question?
What promise can you make to yourself to offer yourself support and unconditional love as you move through this next passageway? I could send them out again if you guys want them. It was in the last email that I sent out. You know, unconditional love to yourself for being who you are right in this moment, not having to know any more or any differently, right? Not needing to know any more, any greater, any different, being okay right where you are in this moment now. Loving yourself in this moment now. I don't have all the tools. I don't know. But in this moment now, I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to drop into my heart center and I'm going to see what my higher realm says. I'm going to go right up the ascension column, see what my team is saying. They have the answers, not me. You could hear, I don't even know the game of Tron, and that's all they keep in my head. Tron, 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 Tron. I'm like, I don't know. But I trust them. I trust. It is all me. It is all us. We are all one. So I trust.
Look what happened today with Andy.
Yeah, so Tamara goes and gets her nose pierced, right? She was all excited about getting her nose pierced. And the other day, I gave her a message from her mother, Pauline, because it was driving me crazy. And I'm sitting in my kitchen. And I thought it was for Beth. And I'm like, you sure you don't know Pauline? She's like, nope. I'm like, I know this message is coming through. Nope. So Tamara starts talking to me. And I'm like, you know, going back and forth. And she says the name Pauline. I'm like, wait, who's Pauline? And she's like, my mom, who's passed. And I'm like, oh, the message is for you. So I give her the message for Pauline. And then all day I'm feeling my dad around me. And because I know stuff is evolving and unfolding and whatnot. And she says to me, oh, by the way, she sends me a message and says, oh, by the way, the girl at the place where I got my nose pierced wants to have a session with you. So when Andy shows up, you'll know who she is. And I was like, well, that's my father's name. Thank you very much. That's how it works. Yeah, that's how it works. So Yeah, we're all connecting in that way. When we stay in the higher timelines and we stay open, we're going to connect with it. Yep, very, very important. No, Charlotte, I haven't, but I will connect with you on that. Loretta says, I've been feeling lighter after mom's passing. Yeah, you were taking that on in a different way and you know, really needing for her to know that it was okay for her to go. And there was a lot of other stuff. And you were in service to her that whole time. So sometimes when we're in service to someone that is crossing, you know, we're going to feel a little bit more burdened because it's that soul interaction that is constant and continuous until she decided to depart the earth plane. Do you want to come on for a minute and talk?
Hi.
Hi.
And my, I actually been feeling a lot of joy, and some of my friends are like just looking at me like have 30 heads. Because they're like, they keep checking on me, which I'm so grateful for. I have a great group of friends, but they just don't understand it. Like,
yeah. Well,
all I hear is her saying, free, I'm free. And she's loving it. And
yeah.
And I just, even I was working in my garage yesterday, like we were doing construction in there, me and my friend, and we were both in such a great place. And I just felt so elated.
Like, yeah.
It was a totally different feeling.
Yeah, because you feel her spirit is free. And that feels wonderful. It was like when my mom passed, her spirit was finally free.
And I've heard her say it to me. She's free.
Yeah. Yeah. And that gives you an opportunity now to tune in. And she can help you with that. You know, if you tune in, she can help you. She's on the other side. So, you know, this is a good, it's a good exercise for you too to participate in the tuning in process.
I've been trying.
Yeah. No, you're doing good. You're doing excellent. Keep it up. Keep up the good work. I'm loving the paintings. I saw your painting again, the angel.
Oh, yeah. That was this morning.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Keep enjoying it. It's just kind of, I draw a picture and then the words come from it.
It's beautiful.
Even the words I wrote for my mom, that was her. It was her speaking those words.
Yeah.
That's why I shared them.
Good. Yeah, but you see, that's the work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? That's the work. So just keep doing that because you don't have to know what the work looks like. You just have to feel it.
Right, that's what I have been doing, and it's been great.
We got to come out of the thinking mind. That's the 3D, and we have to go in the heart space and feel it. Everything needs to be felt. Heart-centeredness, right? That's where we have to be, in the heart. Okay. Yeah. Keep doing that. I like it.
Thanks.
Keep doing it. That's how people are going to find you. They're going to connect to that and find you that way.
I've had a lot of great feedback because I posted on Facebook and
yep.
People were like, you should make a book. I was like, oh, I didn't think. Numerous people have said it. So it was interesting.
Keep going.
And then people want prints of the drawings. And
yeah.
Because they're just connecting with them. So
yeah.
It's funny how everything just starts to just.
New business opening up. Yep. Keep going. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. Yeah. I love
it. Thank you very much.
Awesome job. Keep going.
Thanks.
All right. Last one here is Natalie saying, I've been having pain throbbing in my right arm for the last week, crawling up my shoulder, my neck, was thinking that this might be an activation, a release. Well, yeah, could be creativity, but you have to remember, like, the shoulder is burdens moving forward, feeling burdens. So just like try to let go of everything. When you feel yourself going into the 3D box again, try to pull yourself back out, okay? Because the shoulder carries the weight of what we're feeling, and the arm is like the hunter-gatherer, being able to get and do, and you see what I'm saying? So, you know, don't try not to let yourself feel the burdens of 3D and be like, oh, there I go. I'm manifesting something again. My arm is telling me that I'm not doing a good job being in the higher timelines. You'll get this. Listen to this recording a couple of times. It'll help you shift that. It's just reconditioning the mind because we've been taught one way and now we have to recondition to another way of thinking. Do you see? Okay. Good. Good stuff. You're going to get it. I know you are. All right. Anybody have anything before we close out? No?
Just thank you so much. This, you are so amazing. Like, I don't think we're so lucky, because I don't think anybody's getting the information that we're getting.
Oh, thank you.
And I'm so grateful.
I'm lucky too. You guys are all wonderful.
I really needed to hear all of this today, like all of it.
Well, that's very good, Lauren, because that means that your higher self was speaking through me to you. So thank yourself, because you did a good job calling up the information that you wanted to hear. That's how it works.
Yeah.
That's how it works. I am a conduit for the information that is wanting to come through, that is feeding the collective of this group, the consciousness. It is, I would love to take credit for it, but it is really not me.
It is
a good job of just being in tune, tuning in, and just being in flow, that's what happens. So you guys are all amazing.
Thank you so
much for being on the call.
Thank you.
Great night.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Thank you.
And as soon as it's available, I'll send
next
out
time.
An email.
All thank right. you.
If you want to unmute and say goodbye, you can. All right, guys. I will send
good
out the email with the class in the next couple of days. All right.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.